I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Wow. Everything getting the biggest story, the biggest scandal of the Biden administration so far is breaking like fireworks going off on the 4th of July. And Tim, if you could turn the audio on, that'd be great. Fireworks going off on the 4th of July. And almost nobody's noticing it because there's so much other news. It's incredible what we are finding out, Lee. We dodged such a bullet with the election of Donald Trump. I can't even put it into words. They were clearly getting ready with the help of Judge Boasberg, a crooked judge who, yes, must be impeached. It is a threat to the continued existence of the Republic. Every day, Judge Boasberg serves unpunished. That's how bad this was. We're now finding out the extent of Arctic Frost, and what it was Plan B. Plan A was to imprison Donald Trump for the rest of his life in punishment for daring to challenge the Democrats and ultimately the Uniparty and the fading globalist wannabe international dictatorship. But Plan B, the second phase, once Trump was safely locked away for the rest of his life, 700 years, he was facing across a quadruple redundant set of cases, some in the federal government, you know, courts, some in the state courts, so that should he somehow manage to win, he couldn't pardon himself because he would be in prison in Fulton County, Georgia. That was the plan. James Comey, disgraced FBI director, even laid that out. Well, you know, we don't have to put him in general population. My plan is to go ahead and put him in a trailer, you know, inside the prison compound. They were all in on it. But Plan B, oh my gosh, Plan B. This is what this is. After Trump was safely tucked away inside a prison, never to be heard from again, and gagged, so he couldn't speak from the prison, so we would be leaderless. Plan B was to put everyone who went along with it, and by that I don't mean they wanted it, they were just afraid, the leaders of the entire Republican ecosystem in prison too. We haven't seen this since Russia was the USSR. And we don't even have it all yet, Senator Eric Schmidt said. There's a lot more. And I went, more? More than this? More than this. Democrats who have perfected the system of selecting judges, you're supposed to get them through a lottery, but that somehow doesn't apply to Democrats. You just go back to the same judge again and again. Out of like 900, they get the same guy. It's the weirdest thing. Like winning the lottery over and over and over again. This judge issued subpoenas to 34 individuals, 163 businesses, including financial institutes. I'll get to that in a minute. Pointing out that 197 subpoenas were issued by Jack Smith, extending to more than 400, this is the important number, 400 Republican organizations, including Turning Point USA, the Republican Attorneys General Association. These subpoenas were then locked down. In other words, Boasberg ordered that Verizon, AT&T, Apple, the companies behind these devices could not tell the targets for a year. All they'd need to put them in prison was a year. The subpoenas included wiretaps, listening in on Republican conversations, evenly getting information on the communications between the 400 Republican organizations. We're going to end up finding it was over 1,000 individuals just doing the math there. I mean, you're talking about 400 Republican organizations, multiple phones and devices inside each. The subpoenas extend, listen to this, to even spying on and getting information on conversations between these individuals. These were all Republicans. There's no Democrats. And their communications with media organizations, including CBS, Fox News, Newsmax, Sinclair, and more. They wiretapped Senator Ted Cruz's office phone. This is incredible.
With that many, Tara, I wonder if you're on the list.
I know.
Are you a little offended if you're not?
I kind of would like to be on it. I assume I'm being monitored. I mean, I'd monitor me, but I'd, you know, I don't think it goes that far down the ecosystem, but wouldn't surprise me. And that's it. This is putting the Republican ecosystem away. You saw what they did with January 6th, where they literally geofenced, and people who never even went in the Capitol were standing outside of it, were whipped through corrupt DC courts and put in prison. They used 13% of the FBI's personnel operational power just for that. So this was phase two. Put the entire Republican ecosystem in prison. Or if you can't manage to do that, bankrupt them. Drag them through court and destroy them. If Her Highness had won, that's where we'd be. Let me tell you how close we were. We dodged this bullet. Because remember, there's a little bit of an argument this week between Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. Barack Obama's plan was to DQ Her Highness and run Mark Kelly, who I think would have given Trump a run for his money. Don't forget, at the time Trump won, he was, yes, more popular than Joe Biden, yes, more popular than Kamala Harris, but they were the two least popular Democrats running. Kelly would have given Trump a run for his money because the public was going to be like, let's just put all this behind us. Let's get rid of Biden. Let's get rid of Kamala. Let's get a Trump. If they'd found a way to win, if it had gotten close enough, they could have stolen it, because that's why they would have stolen it if it could have gotten close enough. We would be living through what people in the USSR saw with those show trials right now. The only reason this got stopped was because Trump won. And so many things came together to make that happen. Because never forget, you, and I know people are saying, oh, Trump wouldn't lose. He was supposed to be in court in Georgia on Election Day. But we got lucky, and Fannie Willis, remember, is a bigger, much bigger criminal than anybody realized. She got busted for her own crimes, including fraud. That's the only reason that trial got stopped. We dodged another bullet. If Trump wasn't in court in Georgia on Election Day, already, by the way, convicted in two previous cases that were scheduled before, so he would have been in orange jumpsuit and leg irons. If that wasn't the case, he was supposed to be in court in Florida being tried in the classified documents case, except by the grace of God only, and I swear I see God's hand in this, by the grace of God only, this attorney for the other defendant, someone who worked for Trump, happened to notice a pattern in which the FBI and the Department of Justice had themselves committed criminal fraud to make it look like certain classified data had been taken by Trump after his presidency. It wasn't. It was during the presidency that it was taken, but they changed the order. They tampered with the evidence. That's a crime. They then admitted under oath, yeah, we'd committed perjury before the court. It's a felony. And that case ground to a halt. If that lawyer hadn't spent the time and been as brilliant as he was, because Trump's lawyer didn't do that. Trump didn't have as good of a lawyer. That's what's so sad. And caught the sequencing, Trump would have been either convicted or in court on Election Day on federal charges there, never mind the 34 felonies. You weren't supposed to know this, Lee. I wasn't supposed to know this. We weren't supposed to ever see this. Let me bottom line this for you. Not you, Lee, but the audience. They were going to put the whole party in prison, so, or bankrupt everybody, so that no one would ever dare to step up and run a TPUSAA again. No one ever would ever dare to allow free speech on Twitter again. No one would ever dare to run a grassroots organization or to register voters or to turn out the vote or to run the RNC. They were spying on the RNC. That was one of these. Listening to phone calls. The RNC is the head of the Republican Party. I mean, Lee, you know who is in here? Lara Trump.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller, Trump's current deputy chief of staff. Trump's other current deputy chief of staff. Everybody, the whole Republican ecosystem. But, you know, we're told by Barack Obama that, and Jake Tapper, fake Tapper, that the gravest human rights bill of rights violation atrocity ever was the loss of two nights of his show's programming by Jimmy Kimmel.
And that Trump's a dictator.
Yeah, Trump's a dictator, sure.
Listen to this. Judge Brosberg even prohibited AT&T from telling Cruz, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, about the order to spy on him. Why did this happen? Because 2 years before this, they did the same thing to Kash Patel. They went into to Google, to his accounts. They went into his phone. They issued a secret order to spy on him, his family, his mom, everyone around him. And they ordered it to be kept secret for 5 years. But he got it. They finally informed him. This was 2 years before this was launched, so this would have been over 7 years ago. They were already terrorizing Kash Patel. And you know what we did? Nothing. Nothing. This is what happens when Jim Jordan rolls up his sleeve, sends a strongly worded letter, and then moves on to the next thing after the fundraising dollars come in. We deserve this. We do. We let him get away with too much. But the good news is, finally yesterday, Senator Cruz and Senator Schmidt called for the impeachment of Judge Boasberg. We have got to do something. We cannot let this stand. We can't. We can't. Because it's going to start all over again. And by the way, so we know, the FBI agents, special agents in charge, district office managers, heads, they're still working. Their names are, take out a pen, Aaron Tapp, T-A-P-P. You can find him at FBI San Antonio. James Barnacle, Joe Rothrock, Devin Kowalski, Wayne Jacobs. So that's Philadelphia, Charlotte, Dallas, San Juan, and San Antonio. Those offices key in this operation to take out the Republican Party because we just don't need enemies. The Democrats don't. Why are they still employed? If I don't see these guys with a brown box and the pictures of their family walking out by the end of today, something's wrong. We have got to get them out of there. God knows what they're doing right now. Otherwise, we are weak, 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 weak.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump just directed the Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons. Again, he is determined to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Most people have no idea what's actually going on here. J.D. Vance kind of gave away the game when he was running, when he was warning young people on Laura Ingraham. I'll never forget this because I have kids that this would apply to. Chilled my blood. He was warning young people when he and Trump were running for president and vice president that the left was preparing for a draft to fight Russia on the ground in Ukraine. And that if they did not want to go to pointless, needless, useless war, that they should vote for Trump and J.D. Vance to keep them off the ground in Ukraine. So Trump knows he's got about 3 years to stop this war because everybody wants it. Europe wants it. The Euroweenies want it. In fact, it's their economic plan for the next 20 years since they're not really going to have hemp manufacturing because of their green policies. They pretty much transferred that all to China. War is their economic plan. Russia don't want to give up to war because they're winning, contrary to what you've been told. They're winning bigly. They're winning so bigly that they didn't take Trump's offer of, hey, keep everything you've conquered and we'll throw in the Donbass, which you haven't even conquered yet, for free. Putin said no. Why? Why did Putin say no? Because Trump shut down the Badenberg war room. Generals aren't running the war anymore. That's why this war has gone on for so long. As Marco Rubio explained when he came into office,
Putin's not fighting Ukraine. Putin would have defeated Ukraine a week. No, Putin's been fighting us. We've been running the war out of a war room in Badenburg, Germany. Our actual generals on the ground with our military equipment. We've been in a shooting war with Russia for a very long time. And we fought to a draw. Now, I personally think we would have beat them if we could have gone full bore, but it would have been really obvious we were in a war and we wanted to low-key pretend we weren't in a war. That's what's actually going on here. Trump being a good man, and he talks often about how, you know, and he's thinking about this, and he should be at his age. You know, I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven. I've got to do good things to make up for the bad I've done. Probably true. Kind of profound, actually. And he sees stopping this war and the bloodshed is his contribution. But also he knows if he does not stop this, the neocons in the Republican Party, a minority, but when they join with the Democrats, they get what they want. And the Democrat Party will start World War III and they will throw young Americans into the meat grinder. We were already told that by Joe Biden's head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said, yeah, we're going to be on the ground in Ukraine. We're going to train Ukrainians. See, we're already training Ukrainians to fight. We've been doing it in Poland and other places. But he said, now we're going to put them on the ground. Where? Front lines. Why do we need to train them on the front lines? That's just dumb. Well, you know, we'll put the Air Force in the air to shoot down Russian planes to keep them safe. That's World War III. Trump knows. And just the other day, Angela Merkel, former head of Germany, it actually came out that she had said the plan was war. It was always war. Why? They just want it. These people are homicidal. You got to understand. And then for the neocons in like Lindsey Graham in the Senate and, you know, in Congress, all they know is they get really big checks when they say war. Because all the supply lines, the medevac, all these contracts is out of business since Iraq and Afghanistan. But couldn't a thing like that spill into nuclear? Oh, easy. Yeah. Thermonuclear annihilation, totally easily. If Ronald Reagan was alive, he'd be like, what the heck are you doing? So Trump is trying. He's got to end this thing decisively. And it's got to grow cold like an old fire, ashes of an old fire, till it's not dangerous anymore. Or the second he's gone, if J.D. Vance is not his replacement, if they steal that election, we're going to war, folks. Guarantee it. That's the background they want for no reason. By the way, there is no reason to do this other than profit. Political donations in Washington from contractors who will now be fat and rich, medevacking out the broken bodies of U.S. troops because it's profitable. But this is how things go. It's how they've always gone. And that led to the headline this morning. Trump directs Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons again. He's saying to Putin, I have made you one heck of an offer. I mean, you don't even have to conquer the Donbass. I'll give it to you. Stop. Stop now. Come in from the cold, decouple from China. Let's have trillions of dollars of economic impact. Now, the good news this week is we have finally done a thing that makes sense. The very thing that Washington did not want because it'll work. And then no one will profit. If no one dies, no one profits. Ukraine's out of soldiers. They don't have any, so they need our kids to die. Trump won't let him. That's the rub in Washington. That's why Trump is testing nuclear weapons again. He's saying to Putin, stop. Yes, I know you're winning. I'm going to let you win a little bit more. But stop. Stop this thing. Because Russia needs this for profit, too. It's all very good for everybody. It's all very evil. And Trump's trying to keep us out of it. He knows he's got stuff. He can't explain all this to you like I just did. But this is a war between us. And that is why Trump said, Russia and America, with the Euroweenies on the side, screaming bloodlust in their voices. And that is why Trump said one of the coolest things I've heard him say foreign policy-wise in a long time. I'm going to play it for you. Next, I'm going to break it down. This is chilling. You know what this is? This is what would have happened if there was one good man with some power in the World War I era. Which, by the way, did you study World War I? Can you explain to me why it started? I mean, really, like someone assassinated someone, but nobody really knows why. And then some stuff happened. And then some people said some stuff. And then nobody knows why, but they ended up in trenches shooting at each other. Yeah, that's this. What was World War I over? Hard to explain even now. Historians are still debating. You know why? It was over profit. If there had been one good man like Donald Trump, we wouldn't have had it. And so Trump just did something remarkable yesterday. I don't know if anybody caught it. I'll explain that coming up next. And also in the show, Barack Obama promises, looked right in the camera, we win again. You conservatives are getting censored. You'll never have free speech again. Ooh, it was chilling. Coming up.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, before I get back to Russia, I just want to describe one of the most truly bad A things I've ever seen. This story is important because it shows you where we are in this country. I don't think most Americans actually know where we are with the violent left in this country. We're kind of where third world regimes are, where they just assassinate each other, like in Mexico. What is going on right now in Chicago is unbelievable. And I saw one of the most bone-chilling things I've ever seen, acts of absolute heroism yesterday. It's unbelievable. Bottom line, a Democrat-appointed federal judge is trying to get Greg Bovino killed, as are the governor and mayor of Chicago. Who's Greg Bovino? Yeah, the cartels know him well. They've already put a $10,000 price on his head by an illegal immigrant gang leader. And we find out, remember the next week from the Department of Homeland Security, that actually it didn't originate with him. He was just the messenger. No, it came from the cartels in Mexico. Who is he? Greg Bovino, you may have seen him on Fox News. He's the sector chief. He's in Chicago right now, and they're trying to kill him, which leads to the really bad A part of the story and kind of shows you where we are. So this has been national news. It trended in the top 10 that we have cartels, including illegal immigrant cartel representatives inside the country now with enough, you know, feeling of comfort given the protection of the Democrats to go ahead and put bounties on people's heads, including, by the way, part of his bounty is the $2,000 bounty for kidnapping and torturing him, just so we're clear where this is going. I don't know how that applies to his family or how he keeps them safe at night. Democrats don't care. They just want him dead. And that is why a Democrat-appointed judge just ordered that Bovino will come and see her personally every day at 6 right there at the courtroom. You know, the address she broadcast to everyone so the cartels can find him. She also ordered him to wear a camera for her personal viewing so she can see what he does. This order came off of a lawsuit by left-wing thugs who've been throwing bottle rockets, fireworks, rocks, and bricks at Bovino and his men and have hit him in the head. But that's no big deal. That's just free speech. But what she's mad about is Bovino firing tear gas back. So she's issued a ruling. You can't fire tear gas back when leftists swing knives at you, throw rocks, hit you in the head. Because leftists are good people, and sometimes we all need a rock to the head. This is where we are in America. She ordered him to come and released it to the public. She didn't have to do that. At 6 p.m. every day and report today's activities to her. Why? So they will know where he is. This is where we are. But I didn't get to the cool part, the great American hero part. If you have time, I've got it up on my X feed. Go watch this. Watch Bovino walk into that courtroom. You know how they're protecting him? A phalanx, he is totally flanked by federal agents. All of their faces covered, so they too won't be targeted by the Democrats and the cartel. But then I repeat myself. Literally forming a human shield around him. You know what kind of courage that takes? Now, normally a thing like this, you'd only see on the streets like Mexico. Now we have, you know, cartel control Chicago. So to walk from the truck to the courthouse, he has to risk his life. And that Democrat judge damn well knows it. She could have not published any of this. She wants him dead. She does. And those men who walk and flank him so that he can't be killed on the streets of America are American heroes. I've never seen anything like it. It gave me absolute chills, like right up my spine. You should see it. Because this right there is where we are in America today. And when Harris Faulkner saw it on TV, reacting to it, you got to hear this, okay? Here's Harris Faulkner describing this. Because the judge has announced this and where he will be, the violent left-wing thugs are right there. They're spitting on him as he walks into the courthouse. They're shoving him. They're screaming in his face, just like feet from him, and sometimes right in his face.
Look at that now. You were hit in the head by a rock hurled by a rioter, multiple rocks and other objects. I saw a bottle full of water, I would assume, so heavy, thrown at the heads of people there too. Your agents.
Ice.
Fireworks shot toward the agents. We also see someone with a knife appearing to slash or try to slash a government vehicle's tire and multiple warnings to the crowd to back up. Chief Pavino, talk to me about this day.
We see this, the sad part of what you see in that video, our agents are in contact with that type of violence every single day. They go out into the streets every single day. After I left court yesterday, I was out with agents in Harris. I was appalled at what I saw, literally appalled at what I saw. At one point, we had 70 vehicles. That's 70 vehicles obstructing and following our agents. And many of these vehicles engaged in violence. We made arrests. That's every day. So what you see in that video, that's reality.
Okay. In the video that she plays, you can't see it. You can see what they do is they freeze water in bottles and then throw them at their heads. Rocks, bricks, water bottles. They warn, as the judges instructed him, they warn twice, you know, back up, because they're going to use tear gas. They're not allowed to, right? Unless they give two warnings. And they deploy the tear gas. Okay. In response to them defending themselves from that, she didn't care about the liberal protesters. She's now, again, ordered him to come at 6 p.m. every night. I want you to hear this. This is Harris Faulkner reacting to Bovino to get out of the car and walk, and he's got to be flanked by a virtual wall of federal agents so he won't be shot and killed. Because the judge is dangling him in front of the cartels. Hey, he'll be here at 6 every day. Yep, right in front of courthouse. Nope, can't come through the back. He's got to meet me through the front. Yep, here he is. Take him out. Here's Harris Faulkner reacting to the abject danger he has to be in just to walk from the vehicle, the ICE vehicle, to into the courtroom.
They are just way too close.
Yeah, because they're right in his face. They're literally body checking him. What she's saying is they're going to kill him. Or they're going to kill these agents.
They are just way too close.
And what is goading them on? Oh, yeah, Democrat mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
Bovino is a barbaric individual. And I just hope that this judge provides some level of accountability, because that's not what's happening right now.
Yes, to them, violence is speech, but not for us, for them. Now, listen to this part, last part. Faulkner asks Bovino on Fox News yesterday, does this judge know you've got a bounty on your head from the cartel?
You are commander of that operation, chief of this entire sector. Does that judge know that you've had a bounty by a gang put on your head? You had somebody with a hit ordered for you. Does that come into the conversation as well?
I was not able to even mention that yesterday. I did very little talking, as you know, there in that hearing. That did not come into that conversation. But when you talk about violent gang members, violent transnational criminal organizations, and the violence that our agents are seeing out there on the street, that certainly does need to come into the conversation, because a bounty on someone's head, that ratchets up the threat picture out on the street, especially when you have Mayor Johnson calling Border Patrol agents barbarians. When you put those two together, that doesn't add up to something that that's acceptable for law enforcement, nor the good citizens of this country.
Does the judge know you've got a bounty on your head for your kidnapping, torture, and execution? Of course she does. That's why she released where you'd be at 6 p.m. every night. So I just want to say those federal agents are absolute heroes. I'm so glad we still have heroes in America. Using their bodies as a shield to protect him. Why? Because they're good people, because they love this country. But also because it's something bigger. If the cartel can kill him, they know what it means. They've got power here they've never had before, power the Democrats gave them. And they will not allow their children and grandchildren to live in that country. And that is awesome. How badly is this shutdown going for Democrats? Even CNN and Fake Tapper are distancing themselves from it. Yeah, the fallout from this, folks, is terrible. So here's what's happened. CNN pollster Henry Enten came on 2 days ago and said this is not going well for Democrats. In fact, the Republican Party is getting more popular thanks to the shutdown, not less. The Democrat Party is becoming less popular. Yeah, because people know they're starving poor people, potentially, in order to get $200 billion in funding for illegal immigrant health care. It's really that simple. It's not hard. And even fake Tapper on CNN, as fake is, was not having it from Representative Melanie Stansbury, a Democrat who tried to yank his chain.
Should the Democratic senators from New Mexico, your home state, vote to open the government so that these SNAP funds are not at risk?
Let me be clear. The administration is choosing to starve American children with money that they already have appropriated.
I'm not applauding their tactics.
By the White House. Well, this is a choice. By the White House.
This is also, Congresswoman, this is also a choice by Senate Democrats to not vote to open the government. Yes, it is. I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it because they want Medicaid funds restored. They're doing it because they want Obamacare premiums to be extended past the end of the year. I understand the reasoning.
Let me just be clear. The money for contingency plans is sitting there. That is why the states are suing. The White House is withholding funds from
children. 2 to 3 weeks worth of SNAP funds. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it may not be a big deal to you, but let me tell you that for the grandparents, for grandparents that literally are feeding their children,
my point is that it's a short-term solution.
In those accounts,
it's a short-term.
At the end of the day, people need to be able to feed their families, and Saturday is when those funds run out.
If you feel so strongly, Congresswoman, why not ask the Senate Democrats from New Mexico to vote to open the government so that the SNAP funds.
Sir, I am here in the House of Representatives.
You know what it is? That they've pulled this. CNN's pulled this. This is a disaster for the Democrats. CNN's already lost so much of its audience. They're like, we're not going down with the ship. They're actually, this is so bad for Democrats that fake Tapper is actually telling the truth and correcting them live on the air. And it's very simple to see. The Republicans are voting yes 13 times to reopen the government, and the Democrats are voting no. These are not hard things. And we don't have the media to lie for you anymore because your media is so weak. This is hilarious. I've never in my life seen the Democrats lose a shutdown battle. But they are.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.